And now this is a dictation for Joanna, J-O-A-N-N-A, Telfor, T as in today, E-L-F-O-R, July 2758. Address as a letter to Roberta Sue, S-U-E, Han, H-A-H-N, 303-4993. Dear Roberta. Dear Roberta, this is a follow-up for Mrs. Telfor. With chronic kidney disease, chronic diarrhea, and prior acute kidney injury, background of diabetes. Last visit was in June. No hospital visits, no blood in the stools, remains soft to liquid. She has a lot of anal pruritus, and she feels that she's not evacuating completely. Supposed to see a colon rectal specialist. Weight is down from 105 to 99. Says to eating only 1 to 2 meals a day. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, or abdominal pain. Denies changes in urination, cloudiness of blood. Denies any vaginal bleeding, stable edema, stable COPD, no purulent material hemoptysis, no oxygen uses inhaler as needed, no sleep apnea, no chest pain palpitation syncope. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight beta blockers and nitrates for blood pressure. Today, blood pressure 130 over 80, COPD abnormalities, but no localized RALS, no pleural effusion, no respiratory distress, no pericardial RAP, no abdominal ascites masses, no major edema. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry, December creatinine 1.1, which is baseline. Present GFR 50, stage 3, electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal, malanemia 13.5. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3. Next number, chronic diarrhea. Presently no dehydration, blood pressure is stable, prior acute kidney injury, secondary to the same problem. Next number, blood pressure appears to be acceptable control. Next number, electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal. Next number, no major anemia, no EPO treatment. Next number, testing for renal artery stenosis came back negative back in August. Next number, COPD on treatment. Come back on the next 6 months, end of dictation.